Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and we're talking about the 2013 Tawas Point Birding Festival. It gets underway this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the main sponsor of that event is the Michigan Audubon Society. And joining me is the executive director, Jonathan Lutz. How are you today, Jonathan?
I'm good. How are you, Kevin?
Doing well, thank you. Glad to have you on the program today to get some details. Before we get started, though, give us an idea of what the Michigan Audubon is all about. What do you guys do?
Well, Michigan Audubon's mission is connecting birds and people for the benefit of both through conservation, education, and research. So fulfilling that means a statewide effort to educate about birds, to protect bird habitat, and to support programs and lead programs that help us to understand birds and their behavior better.
Very good. Now, were you a bird guy before you joined the Audubon Society?
I've been a naturalist my entire life.
Okay.
So whether it was fish or reptiles or birds, I was into all of it. And now I'm just very focused on birds.
Well, we're going to be very focused from now on here. We're going to talk about the Tawas Point Birding Festival. And let's talk a little bit about what the Audubon Society is doing as part of this the big festival this weekend.
Well, you say big festival, and that's a good adjective because it's the biggest version of this festival that we've ever had.
Okay.
We've had three subsequent years of record registered attendance, and we expect 300 registered attendees this year, in addition to the hundreds of bird watchers that descend on Tawas Point State Park during the weekend to observe the spring migrating warblers, especially. That's what most people are coming for, are the warblers.
Oh, really? Okay. Now, more than just the Kirtlands, right?
Exactly. Yeah. We'll expect to see a couple dozen different species of warblers if the conditions are right, and they typically are this time of year. But the Kirtlands warbler, certainly the highlight for Michigan. We'll have tours going out to the breeding territory in Mayo and in Iosco County there. But at Tawas Point, always a chance to see a Kirtland's warbler there, though not as guaranteed. But the other warblers that show up there are pretty exciting, too.
Yeah, indeed. And there's, more than just the warblers. There are, as you mentioned, all kinds of different bird species that show up at Tawas Point during those few days in there.
It's true. So you'll see just about everything that's in migration this time of year, from raptors to small songbirds to some of the birds we see at our backyard bird feeders. Even shorebirds, since we're there at the beach.
All right. And, of course, outside of just coming on out to look for the birds, there are all kinds of presentations going on and seminars. It really is a busy four-day period, isn't it?
That's right. And I really should say that the festival covers sites throughout Iosco County. So we're there at Tawas Point State Park. That's a big focus of the festival, but there are field trips that go to habitats throughout the area, and that's a pretty nice way of connecting with the local community, supporting the local economies. As far as the seminars and things, the festival headquarters is the Tawas Bay Beach Resort, and we do have guest speakers scheduled throughout the weekend and a keynote speaker that's coming to us all the way from California.
Wow. All right. Well, you mentioned that about a keynote speaker from California, but, the birders themselves come from all over the country, too, don't they?
That's true. We typically have birders represented from at least a dozen states, if not more, and usually a couple foreign countries as well. So we've really put Tawas Point and Iosco County on the map as one of the top spring birding destinations in North America.
That really is terrific. And there is, as mentioned, it's a full schedule for those 4 days. And we would probably take up the entire hour if we tried to list everything that's going on. But
that's true.
Jonathan, you guys have a great website that is available where they can find out all the events that are happening, right?
That's right. TawasBirdFest.com is the festival website. That shows you the dates of the festival, how to get there, how to plan for your visit. It's got a full description of the program. The online registration portion of the website is closed now, but we will have walk-up registrations available at the beach resort.
Oh, very good. All right. Yep, and that's where you'll go to in East Tawas. But also, we're talking Michigan Audubon, but you're working in conjunction with the Ausable Valley Audubon, which is another one of the sponsors for this, right?
Exactly, yeah. So we have 40 chapters, local chapters of Michigan Audubon scattered around the state, and we work with them on all sorts of different programs. The Ausable Valley Audubon has been instrumental in the creation of the Tawas Point Birding Festival and then supporting Michigan Audubon with logistical and volunteer and administrative support. They're really our local knowledge for not only for connecting the community, but connecting us to the birds.
For sure.
So we rely on them a great deal.
I know. I talked to Peggy Ridgeway, and she's a very knowledgeable woman. That's for sure.
That's true.
Yes. Well, TaosBirdFest.com, MichiganAudubon.org, either location. Go learn more about the big festival, the 2013 Taos Point Birding Fest. Gets underway this Thursday, runs through Sunday. And again, that'll be at the Taos Point State Park and all points around Iosco County. Should be a great day. Now, are you going to be coming up for this?
I'll be there. I'm going to be in Augray at 6:30 in the morning, checking folks in for a boat tour out to Charity Island. That's the first part of the festival that I'll be involved with, and then I'll be there through Sunday evening.
Very good. He's the executive director for the Michigan Audubon, Jonathan Lutz. And Jonathan, we appreciate you spending some time with us here on our Michigan Sunrise Side today.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kevin. Have a great day.